This election season, voters across Massachusetts are weighing in on a ballot question with big implications for alcohol sellers. WBUR's Vanessa Ochavillo is here to explain who's backing the measure and what a yes or no vote on question three means. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Rupa.
So am I right that this ballot question is about increasing the number of alcohol licenses a company can hold, or is it more complicated than that?
Yeah, it's a little bit more complicated than that. So you may not realize it, but your favorite supermarket or package store must have a license to sell beer and wine. And if they want to sell liquor, like vodka or tequila, they need a different license for that too. Today, retailers aren't allowed to keep more than 9 alcohol licenses of any type. Question 3 on the Massachusetts ballot would double that cap to 18. Mm-hmm. That said, the measure would reduce how many hard liquor licenses a business can get from 9 down to 7.
Okay. So who is backing this measure and why?
The Massachusetts Package Store Association is in support of this proposal. They say it's a compromise solution of sorts. Some small liquor stores became alarmed when the convenience store chain Cumberland Farms made an attempt to get rid of the cap on alcohol licenses. This ballot question keeps the license cap, but loosens it a bit. And as a nod to grocery stores, it mostly expands beer and wine licenses. They most want to sell those products, not hard liquor. The group's executive director, Rob Millian, says the cap is one of the strongest features of Massachusetts alcohol laws.
If we can get a few years of stabilization as a result of voters voting yes on question 3, then it's a win for local businesses. It's a win for the large corporations because they're going to get more licenses. It's a win for the consumer because public safety is part of question 3.
And what about people on the other side of this ballot question? It sounds like there wasn't a lot of opposition until recently.
That's right. The No on 3 campaign received its first big influx of cash earlier this month from the liquor store chain Total Wine. It has donated more than $2 million and has 7 locations in the state.
Oh, interesting. Why did it get so involved?
Yeah, Total Wine leadership says it's fighting the ballot measure because a reduction in liquor licenses stifles competition, and they say less competition harms the customer. Other opponents, like the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, say they reject the ballot question because they want license caps to go away. Ryan Kearney is the group's general counsel.
This proposal is only geared towards protecting those smaller businesses, and the larger businesses don't necessarily have the opportunity to compete in a fair and open market.
And are there any other implications to question 3 that we should know about?
Yeah. So another key part of question 3 is that it could hike fines stores face when they break the law. Right now, if a store sells someone under 21 alcohol and gets caught, the store can be fined up to 50% of its alcohol sales. Few stores sell just alcohol, though, and the ballot question would set fines to capture 50% of all sales of all goods. It would also ban the sale of alcohol in self-checkout lines. And if the question passes, stores could start accepting out-of-state IDs to check someone is old enough to buy their booze.
And is there opposition to that aspect of question 3?
Most businesses appear to be okay with no alcohol sales in the self-checkout line. But public health advocates I spoke to are concerned that the rule change around out-of-state IDs could lead to more underage people getting fake IDs to buy alcohol.
Well, I guess we'll find out what voters think of this pretty soon. Early in-person voting begins tomorrow and lasts for 2 weeks, so that's coming up really quick. Thank you for breaking this down for us, Vanessa.
Thank you, Rupa.
If you want more info about the Massachusetts ballot initiatives and how to vote in this election, go to wbur.org/voterguide.